No one can predict how long the war will last. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Those words from Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky in his daily video address, as he said Ukrainians are doing everything they can to drive out the Russians. Meanwhile, the first Russian soldier has been charged with war crimes in connection with the conflict.
21-year-old Vadim Shasimara is walked into court, the first Russian soldier to face war crime charges in Ukraine. The soldier's attorney spoke on his behalf, but did not address the charges he faces for killing an unarmed 62-year-old civilian days after the war began. Ukraine's prosecutor general says she's investigating more than 10,000 alleged war crimes by Russian troops, many of whom left evidence behind. In another step to highlight Russian aggression, officials in Kyiv are displaying over 2,000 abandoned and destroyed pieces of equipment at the Museum of the Great Patriotic War. From Russian boots to missiles to IDs, the museum's director says this is evidence for the world to see that Russia is committing atrocities against the Ukrainian people.
Fox's Trey Engst in Kyiv. After admitting to its first COVID cases this week, North Korea now says 21 people have died and over 174,000 more people with symptoms of what they're calling a fever. And that has increased the total number of reported dead to 27 and over 524,000 sick. After a hearing today, a federal judge is still considering whether the Trump-era health order allowing migrants to be turned away at the border, known as Title 42, should be extended.
It ended with the judge deciding to take no action yet. What that means is that for now, Title 42 is still set to drop on May 23rd. That can change, however, when the judge comes up with his decision.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Eagle Pass, Texas. Separately, several moderate Democrats in Congress have joined Republicans in voicing concerns as to whether authorities are prepared for what's expected to be an influx of migrants. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An NFL receiver has been released from custody after his arrest in Colorado yesterday.
Jerry Jeudy posted $1,500 bond Friday morning and was released from custody after the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Department held him overnight on a misdemeanor second-degree tampering charge, the charge coming with a domestic violence enhancer, as the Denver Broncos receiver stood accused of barring the mother of his child from property that was being kept in his vehicle. Jeudy's attorney, Harvey Steinberg, crying foul over the charge.
It should only apply where there's a threat of violence, there's actual violence or attempted violence. None of that's here. Why does somebody have to spend the night in jail?
An arraignment is set for May 31st. The victim did not seek a protection order against Jeudy. In fact, she's trying to have the charges dropped, claiming she never expected police to make an arrest. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
WNBA star will be staying in custody in Russia despite assertions by the Biden administration that she's being wrongfully detained.
Brittany Griner will be detained in Russia for at least another 30 days, according to ESPN. A request for house arrest for the WNBA star was denied at a hearing in Moscow Friday. Griner, a two-time Olympic gold medalist and nine-year veteran of the Phoenix Mercury, has been detained in Russia since February, when authorities there claimed she had hash oil vape cartridges in her luggage as she entered the country at an airport near Moscow. She faces up to 10 years in prison. Earlier this month, the U.S. State Department classified Griner as being wrongfully detained by the Russian Federation and said the U.S. government will continue to undertake efforts to provide support to Ms. Griner. Jared Max, Fox News.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is asking the chairman of the Wisconsin Parole Commission to reconsider his decision to parole a convicted murderer who served less than 25 years of his 80-year sentence. Evers met at the Capitol today with members of the family of the victim. Evers does not have the power to reverse the parole, but his appointee who chairs the Parole Commission can do that. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 466, the Nasdaq plus 434. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.